The next patient is Henry Dollard. The last name is D-O-L-L-A-R-D. Henry is the first name. The clinical case of a 74-year-old African-American male that is following the clinic because of a kidney transplant that was done in 2015. The patient has developed chronic allograft nephropathy. Period. This patient is very sensitive to the administration of prograft and has shown elevation on the prograft levels that are concomitant with the loss of kidney function. The laboratory workup that was done on April the 25th shows that in the CMP, that the serocreatinine went from 2.5 to 3.31, a BUN of 43, with an estimated EFR of 19, and used to be 25, 26. The prograft level is 11.2. The patient takes 2 milligrams in the morning and 1 in the afternoon. We are going to have 2 days in the week that the patient takes just 2 milligrams in the morning and skip the 1 in the afternoon, and we are going to reevaluate this prograft level in a couple of weeks. Period. The patient was explained about the need to continue in a low sodium diet, low protein diet, and interestingly, this patient continues to lose weight and is right now down to 183 pounds. The protein creatinine ratio has fluctuated since last year from 2.7 down in October to 1.7 and now in April of 2023 to 2.5. This patient has developed significant proteinuria. Whether or not this is it related to chronic allograft nephropathy versus the toxicity of the prograft is the major consideration. Unfortunately, this patient cannot be a candidate for the administration of SGLT2 inhibitors or finerenone. Number two, the patient had anemia. He was placed on iron. The hemoglobin from 9.9 went up to 10 to 11.2. Continue with the administration of iron. Following number. The patient has a history of pain in the left eye with associated infection. He says that he continues with a blurred vision, but is getting better every day. Following number, the patient has hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperuricemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has a hypercoagulable state that is on chronic anticoagulation. The anticoagulation is managed by the primary, and following number vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. We're going to reevaluate the case in 2 months with laboratory workup. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 8 minutes in the documentation. The PSA is within normal limits. Reevaluation in 2 months.